Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shine a light, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. What does victory look like? Does it look like borders continually extended and others subjugated? Does it look like defeated people bringing tribute in fear? The victory of God looks like peace. So much of religion sounds like war. So much church rhetoric can sound like an angry God wanting to control the world and smite those who don't agree. But God's victory looks like peace. God's victory looks like restoration. For me, these passages speak more to our church and our own personal life than they do to governments. What does peace look like in the Holy Catholic Church? What does peace look like in the Presbyterian Church? What does it look like in Trinity? And what does it look like in our own lives?